We're on Simen Lamed Beis, in the middle of Sif Tezayin. This is on Daf Mem Hei. The last two words of the last two words on Daf Mem Hei. Ha demach shirinon shenivsak ois. He says that we said when there was an ois and there was nivsak. We had a whole shaila, the regal of the hay was nifsak, how much has to remain, or other ideas. So the Mechaber says, davke k'shen nichtav bekashris. That is, davke, if the ice was written bekashris, v'achakach nifsak. Now the Mechaber is telling us a psak, which is perhaps debatable, although this is the psak of the Mechaber. The Mechaber says that there is a problem of mukif gvil. That means when the ois was written, I have to make sure that the ois was surrounded with cloth. But after the ois was written properly, and it was surrounded with cloth on all sides, and later there became a nekev, it became a hole. So there's no problem of mukif gvil, because the whole psul of mukif gvil is uchsavtam. There should be a ksiva tamo, there should be a ksiva bishleimis. A ksiva bishleimis is a ois surrounded with cloth. That's a perfect ice. So when you write the ice, you have to make sure that the ice is surrounded with cloth. If afterwards it became a hole in the cloth, and now a chalik of the ice is not surrounded with cloth, no problem. And that's what we had learned before, that even there's a nekev. We have to see, does it have a shirais, doesn't have a shirais, or do we ask a tinnik? This came about because of a nekev. That is only speaking about that the nekev came later. So I have no problem of the psul of not mukif gvil. Avol, im yitchilok shenichtav, but if I had started writing the ice, Hayasham Nekev, when I started writing the ice, there was a Nekev, and I wrote over the ice, V'nivsak boy, and because of the Nekev, there's now the achelik of the ice is not surrounded with cloth. Case number one. Oi, case number two. Im regel hakof hapshute oikiyoyte boy magia lesoif haklaf. That I wrote a chof pshuta, and the chof was written till the end of the klaf. That means as follows. Here is a chaf pshuta. Here's a chaf. I'm writing a chaf over here. Here's a chaf pshuta. So if I had written the chaf properly, and I didn't go till the end of the klaf, that's gemaldik. So the chaf was written properly. If when I wrote the ois, I wrote till the end of the klaf. So it comes out. So when the ois was written, and this is amulabik echidish. Theoretically, who told me to go so far? I could have stopped writing before. But the chiddush is, but you didn't stop writing. That means, so the halacha of ksiva tama is when you write, you have to make sure that the ois is a perfect ois, which means that it is surrounded by cloth. So if you wrote your endachof over like this, so memele, it's possible. It's possible. Or we have the case, a person wrote a pei, and he wrote the pei by the end of the klaf. So it's also possible. That means b'shas ksivas ha'ois, you have to make sure it has to be mukif klap. That is what the Mechaber is saying. Lihekif klap mitchilosai ptula. So now we are learning halachis in Hilchis, mukif gvil, that ois has to be surrounded by klap. So the Mechaber paskins, that is only when Mishas Ksive, when he writes the ois, he has to make sure that the ois was written properly and perfectly. What happens afterwards is irrelevant. If a nekev comes later, then the whole shai was only, do I still have a sheer ois? Is it big enough? Or did the ois get too small? Or is it an ois that a tinnik will not recognize this as an ois? Right? These are the problems that we had learned till now. But now the Mechaber is telling us, if Bishas Ksivas Ois, there was a negative, forget about it. Now let us see the Mishnah Berurah. Let's see the Mishnah Berurah. Hodemach Sherinen Nun Gimuk Shenifsak Ois. That we were machshir with a negative that Stavkis, when it was Nifsak Ois, that was Nifsak Bekashvas. Mishnah Berurah Sivkot Nun Gimel. Nun Gimel Mishnah Berurah, yeah. Kshe Nifsak Ois, for who adin, ma de machshe le'el, besiv tezvo, im nikayif regula hei, we learned before, if there was a nekev in the regula hei, so also it has to be, and we class how big the regal has to be, it's the size of a yud, or even less. So that's speaking about after the ois was written properly. Avol b'nikei chaloloi, the machshir shama mechaber, afilo nikei koidem ksive, it also will be good. Now we had learned before, it learned before a machloikis, the Mechaber, and the Yerushalmi. The Mechaber said as follows, that the whole psul of Mukif Gvil is dafka on the outside of the ice. But on the inside of the ice, there's no psul of Mukiv Gil. So let's talk about, here we have a hay, and there's a hole that reaches from the regal of the hay to the regal cotton, the regal pnimi of the hay. I have a hole. So what comes out, this hay, when it was written, the regal is not Mukiv Gil. The regal pnimi is not mukav gil, because on this side there's a hole. There's a hole going straight from one regal to the other regal. So there we had learned is a machlekes, the machaber and the Yerushalmi. Machaber says the hole in the mukav gil is on the outside of the ois, and the chalal ha'ois in the inside of the ois is not in the mukav gil at all. So the machaber holds. So if you write an ois like this, that means I see this hole in the cloth before I write. And I'm going to make the hay mamish surrounding this hole. So the Mechaber holds is good, because the Mechaber holds the haloch of Mukav Gvil is only on the outside of the ois, not on the inside of the ois. And an ois that has surrounded with three sizes, a regal here, a regal here, and a gag on top. So this is called halal ois. The Mechaber holds its mutter. The Yerushalmi holds its posel. So about kaponim, so now the Mishnah Berurah says, but according to we just learned now, that b'shas ksive, you have to make sure it's mukif gvil. So the Mishnah Berurah says, that's not, if there's a psul of mukif gvil. That means that's on the outside of the ice. But if in the inside of the ice, according to the Mechaber, there's no psula mukiv kvil, the some mele afilo bishas ksive it will be possible. Aber nikem khalolay the machsh sham a machabu afilo nike kayde maksiv. Okay, let's just go a little further. Va'acher kach nifsak. Was die Sifkoten und Dalet. Va'acher kach nifsak. Va'atam. So he said, if the Nekev will be good if afterwards the Hefzik happens. Va'atam v'loi be'inon mukev gvil rak be'eis ha'ksiva. I only need mukev gvil b'shas ha'ksiva. Ulefize, afilu im magia hanekev me'ois la'ois shesamuchloi gamkein kosha. So me'mele, so now, he says as follows, let's talk about now. He has over here, we have here a vav and a mem. We have here a vav and a mem. Now, gewaldig, so it's good. The vav is mukiv gvil, the mem is mukiv gvil. What happens if later there becomes a hole that a hole between the vav and the mem? There's a hole between the vav and the mem. So what will the halacha be then? So, what? Oh, that's what many, many people hold, and that's why the Mishnah Berurah also held like that, because the psul of mukav gvil is only bishas when you write it. So I wrote it was good. Later it became a hole, so now the vav has a problem, the mem has a problem, but there's no problem. Because it was after the ksiva. That should be like that. But he says like this. Ochein haderech hachayim behulches kriyas ha-toyre bedin chobzayin machma bozeh ba'ayin bebir haloche. But haderech hachayim says this is awesome. This is awesome. Now, I'd like just to tell you for 2 minutes, we won't have perhaps the whole oimik of the lumdus of the Derech HaChaim, but I'd just like to tell you what the Derech HaChaim holds. The halacha is, and we're going to have later a halacha, what is if the vav was written properly, the mem was written properly, and after the vav touches the mem. Afterwards, after the vav was written, someone wanted to be very trum, the vav maybe is not, he's going to make it a little thicker, the gag of the vav, and he made a boo-boo. By doing that, now the vav is touching the mem. But this was after the ksiva. La halacha, this is possible. This is possible. Now, it was after the ksiva. Oh, it's possible. La halacha, this is possible. So now, so we can learn 2 ways. One way we can learn, these are 2 dinim. There's 1 din by a neker. That's 1 din. There's another din, if it's one ice is touching the other, then there's no difference between Bishas Ksiva, after Ksiva. That's one way we can learn, and a lot of place can learn that way. So we have no problems with this. The Derech HaChaim says not like that. He says, the Derech HaChaim says that after the Ksiva, if we see that after the Ksiva, if it's touching, it's no good. You know why it's no good? Because now it's not mukav gvil. So he said, by a hole, if it happened after the ksiva, it helps, because Bishas ksiva is mukav gvil. So the Derech HaChaim says, apela dekezach. The Derech HaChaim says, let's say, here we have a hole. Here we have a hay, and we have a hole over here. So the Derech HaChaim says, you know why this is good? If Bishas the Ksiva was good? Because after the Ksiva, it's also a Muk of Gvil. He starts scratching here. After the Ksiva, it's Muk of Gvil. There's a hole here. He says, but go look after the hole. After the hole, there's still Gvil there. So the Derech HaChaim holds. That's what we say after the Ksiva is good. Is only if after the ksiva it is mukiv gvil after the hole. That means here, this happened, I made a hay, then after the ksiva became a hole, so it's good. You know why it's good, that the Chachaim says? Because it's now partially mukiv gvil, because after the hole it's mukiv gvil. So that's why after the ksiva is good. But if after the ksiva it's completely not Mukiv Gvil. We have this Vav and Mem. This Vav and Mem, that there's a hole in between both of them. So now between the Vav and the Mem, there's no Gvil whatsoever. Between these two Isis, there's no Gvil. So the Derech HaChaim says, so this is similar to this. So he says, after the Ksiva, if there's no Gvil after the hole, and the whole lemaisa is between two aishias, so just like in this case, after the ksiva is posel, so if a whole comes about after the ksiva is also posel. This is the shita of Derech HaChaim.
It doesn't affect the letters.
Some in between. And now you look at each letter. But what in this area? What is surrounding the ice? Nothing. A hole. And there's no grill afterwards. So he says, I mean, if I have a hole and afterwards I have Gvil, not too bad. So Bishas Ksiva, that's not good. After Ksiva, also good. But Al Kaponim, if you have a hole between two Isis, so now we'll understand. So let us just say, again, the Lashna Mishnah Berurah. V'acha kach nipsak. V'atam, so the Mishnah Berurah says, Loi b'nimuk of Gvil rak beis Ksiva. Lafiza, that's the poshut pshat in the mechaber. The whole din of Mukiv Gvil is b'shas ksiva. Lafiza afilim yagia nekem miyois loisha samuch loigam kein kosher. That's the poshut pshat. Ochein haderech hachayim b'lchus kriyas ha-teire v'din chavzayin machma b'zay. The derech hachayim is machma. The noidibiyuda is machma. It's very interesting. There's a very big aloche, and he brings chayis, not like the Derech HaChaim, not like the Noidi B'Yudah, like Mamish. But then, after everything was done and said, but he said, but there's a Derech HaChaim and a Noidi B'Yudah, how can I be making him? These are big guns, the Derech HaChaim is an insivist, Noidi B'Yudah, they say it's possible, so, good, I have chayis, I will... Al Kaponim, that's what we're saying over here, the Derech HaChaim bir aloche, the Da'oi. So the Mechaber is, the Shalos, according to the Mechaber, that says the whole psul, they're going in the Mechaber, that the whole psul of Hakiv Gil is only Bishas Ksibi, so, but after Ksibi there's no problem. So the Mishnah Berurah, the first model says, there's no problem, period. So there can be a hole, no problem. And the Derech HaChaim says, there's no problem if after the Nekev, there still is a Gvil afterwards. So it's partially Mukiv Gvil. But if there's no Gvil afterwards, then it's possible. That's the Shittus of the Derech HaChaim. So there's a Psul of Hakim Gvil afterwards also. V'da'oit. Negiyas Oisius, now we're talking about if the one Ois touches the other, like we had the Vav touches the Mem. Afilu im yedei bebiru shenasa la'achar ha'ksivu. That was this picture we had over here. He had a Vav and a Mem, and somehow he wanted to make the Vav a little longer, and boom, and now the Vav is touching the Mem. So by Negiye Soisis, Afilam Yeidea, Bebiru, Shanasal, Achaksive, Gam Kepo. So, fine. Okay, let's stop over here in this thief. Now, let us see the next Mishnah Berurah, Mitchile. Avle Mitchile, Chenichta Boye, Sham Nekev, and Nifsak, by Mitchile. So that means like this. Now we have guidelines by a Nekev. We have a Machaba. If when the ois was written, there was the Nekev there already. So when the ois was written, it was written without Hekev Gvil, puzzle. If the Nekev came later, it's kosher. Zok the Mishnah Berurah, Ubisofik Mosai Nasa HaNekev. Now, this is very nice. If we were there by the Sofer, but here we're a person coming into shul, and he has a Sofer Torah, and boom, and he sees this Nekev, or there's a crack, it's only the Nekev, a crack is also, if the cloth is cracked, so there's no grill. If he sees a crack, and the Shaila is, when did this occur? So now I know all the halachas that the crack was here before, it's kosher. The crack came later, it's kosher. But now I start scratching my head, but when did the crack come? I haven't the faintest idea. Zok to Mishnah Berurah b'sofik mosai nasa nekev toilin da'acha ksive nasa. We can assume that it happened after the ksive. The mistamim hoya beis ksive hoya sefer hayeyu. That means the Mistama the Sefer, if he was a Melech Sefer, he wouldn't have written, if it was there before, he wouldn't have written till the Nekev or till the crack. Im loish ha-Nekev kotten ma'oid, unless it's a very small Nekev that he was unable to, could be the Sefer did not realize this. Nekev, but if Bishas Tekseve, there was a hole, so then it's not Mokiv Gvil. Davke Nekev, a hole, a ikra, or a rip. Avshein Nikra Klal HaHefsik. That means there's a rip in the cloth. And when you look at it, now all the Chelkei HaKlaf look like a Gamsa cloth. Avshein Nikra Klal HaHefsik. Mishum V'yoye Mokiv Gvil Be'eis HaKsivir. Then it's possible. But if there's a hefsik without, not because of a rip, that means there was a hefsik that he wrote a chelik of the regel. Let's see, somebody has this later. He wrote a chelik of the regel, and then he went further. He went further, but there was no rip in between. So then the din is that it's kosher. That means there's no problem because it was written with Hekev Gvil. Fine. Let's go Nun Zayim. Regel Hakof Apshute. This is what we have, or this is the case, the regel hakof hapshute, that if it was written all the way till the end of the klaf, it was written all the way to the end of the klaf, so when it was written b'psu. Regel hakof hapshute, v'choshkein gage ha'oishiyas, we mentioned before, we had a pay, we had a pay over here that the pay was written by the end of the class. Then Torn Shalem Hekiv Gvil Beis HaKsive Noket Rego Urevuse After Be'eis Ksive Seifa Rego We was by the process of ending the Rego Kvanig Matur Sois Karoi. So if he would have been careful, he should have stopped there in Shalom Yisrael. V'lohochi kolzman shloi silek yodeh min ha'ois. But if he's still writing it, b'kridover zeh be'eis ha'ksiveh, u'binan l'chol ha'ois ha'kof v'kvil, so it's no good. Yeah. B'li hekiv klaf, v'afilum hi aruka karoi. But if it was written all the way down, it's possible. דהיינו שיש בו אישיר, שאפילו מגרו קצת למטי אישו עצור עשוי, but it's possible, become like impossible, because it was written בתחיל עשוי. אבל אם נחתך הקלף אחר כך, בידי זה אין מוקר קביל, קושר. But what is the halacha as follows? Here, he wrote an endachof. When he wrote an endachof, he wrote an endachof, it was gewaltig. It was second grill. Then, after he wrote it, he cut the bottom of the cloth. Now, after he cut the bottom of the cloth, so now the endachof, no hekev deal. Because that's nothing, a problem. Because, again, this whole psul of hekev deal is only bishas ksive, and not later. See, when he cut it off, it's no problem. In Abel im Nechta Chaklaf, Acha Karideis Emuke Gvil Kosha. Potzel. Vim Reutze Lesakeim, Yegorer Ktsas, Kdei Shiyei Muke Gvil. So now, this is the case over here. What happens? He made a bugu. He Bishas Peksive, he wrote the regal of the Chof till the end of the Klaf. Period. No good. So the psul b'shas ksiv it has to be hekev gvil. But he can fix it now. No, he can fix it. He can scratch off the bottom chelik of the chof. And now after he scratched this off, so now there's klap over there. So now it now became mukev gvil. So if he came mukev gvil, it means the whole psul of not mukev gvil is, if he didn't correct it. But if he scratched off the ois later, a chelik of the bottom of the ois, and now it's mukiv gvil, it is kosher. That's what he says over here. Rimroi tzul esakim yegorek tzas kizidei shiyei mukiv gvil. Avol dibuk matalis loy mahani lakofas gvil debinin hakofas ois miguf hastam. That means, case number two. He's going to go. He has a problem. He has a problem that it's not mukav gvil. So he'll take a new piece of cloth and we'll stick it together to the bottom of the old cloth. So now, since this new cloth is stuck to the old cloth, so now the second gvil. He says, no. That would you stuck new cloth. That cloth doesn't help anything. You need hekev gvil of the cloth that it was written on. So that's this halacha. Now, we'll come to a new halacha. Patching. Patching is no good. Patching will not help. That's the summer for a different reason, maybe. Sure, it shouldn't tear, But like this, could be, I don't know, but like this, push it. It won't make it mukav gvil al kapon. Maybe it could help for other things also, maybe. I don't know about that. Okay, well, I'm not too clear in this thing, so when we'll get to it, we'll get a little clearer. See if you're dying. Now, just a second. Oh, now we're going to have problems. See if you're dying. Now, let's just look at a problematic case. Let's look at this. We started off with a kosher beis, and the disciple was holding his was holding the thing that he writes with, and he's looking, he's just looking at the beauty of the ice, the base, and all he's holding it over there. And all of a sudden, a drop of the ice falls inside of the base. And it can make a whole bunch of scenarios. Here's a few of them. Can make this, this, this. It can make it look a little bit like a pay. This. So a kaponim, that he was so happy he made such a beautiful base, but he killed it now. Now a drop of joy fell into the middle and achmona nitzla. So now, oh, that's possible. Yes, that's right. Oh, that's what we're going to learn now. That's what we're going to learn now. Oh, the Valdik. No. Im nafla tipas yoy, a drop of ink fell l'seicha ois. Ve'eino nikeres ha'ois. And because of this drop of ink, it doesn't look like a base anymore. It looks like a pei, it looks like who knows what. But it's not niker the ois. Ein takone ligroich ad yoy. There's no takone to scratch away the yoy. If I scratch it away, it'll be gewaldic. No one will know. Then we'll see the oises. You see a beautiful base again. So what does that mean? So that means as follows. A base has to be a base because you wrote a base. At the present time, he once wrote a base, but at the present time, well, forget about Kesidron. Forget about, yeah, he wrote a base, but now what happened, it became ice base. No more base. It's not a base anymore. So there's no base. Now he wants to make it a base. He wants to make it a base, but he now he made it a base by scratching out the inside. So it became a base not to a ksive. His ksive is past history. This splotch of the oi is ois base. So now he's making from something that's not a base a base by scratching out the inside. No. A base has to be a base. It has to be uksavta. It has to be written a base. But that's past history. But I mean, after the yoy fell in, so what do you tell me? Tell me 20 terutzim. But what happened now? What is it now? But don't tell me what he did. No. Don't tell me this is a base. No. It's not a base now. A hole is something else. It's irrelevant. If it's a hole, it's kosher because yeah. It's puzzle because I'm not a base anymore. No, the ice is puzzle. Oh, so 1 second. I'll tell you what you'll do. So, but if you want to live an easy life, and you want to say, well, the problem is this yoy, so I'll go and scratch out the yoy, and then it's a base. I got a base. I did look what I did. I have my beautiful base. So that is possible. Because because in the interim, it became ois base, and you made this a base through chakike, through scratching out the inside, not through writing. That's possible. We'll talk about the Seder later. So the only way you can do it now, the only way you can fix this, you have to erase the whole base. Now then you'll write it. I erase the base. Now I'll write a new base. Now there'll be a problem with Kesidron. No! So now when you scratch out the whole base, you don't have anything. Now you're going to write a new base. Oh, that's gemaldic. You know, erase the letter. Yeah, and now I'm writing a new letter. So this is a kosher base, beautiful. This new base was written. But if you're gonna just carve out the middle and leave yourself with the old base, so this is not a written base, this is a carved out base. So thank God, Stephanie. At the whole safer toilet.
The column.
The column.
Yeah,
okay, it could be this other ATIS also. Yeah, but by filling the problem of Kisidron, that means if you just wrote this base and then the ink fell on the base, so then you can erase it. Yeah?
When you raise it up, the cloud comes
up. No.
The next day, that will go up.
You see, you have to take some fine sandpaper and make sure to be smooth. I know you know. Okay, about kaponim, that's what you have to do. Now let us see the Mishnah Berurah. Diyoy, v'hu adin tzeva acher, v'ad lav tafke diyoy, another color also. Im al yedei ze nishtane tzura soy. Now, avol notaf shavo al hois. Now we have to appreciate this, because now that we have electric lights, we don't understand the problem. But a few hundred years ago, they had candles. And they had candles, and it could very well occur, when I'm lighting the Sefer Torah, or by the Sefer, by anybody, the wax of the candles drips over the ice. Now it's covering the ice. Now, Avol notav shava al ha'ois. Av shech mechasa la'ois ve'ena nikeres, Avol pikein mutal esalik, the shava ein mevatel haksav. So it's a big chilek. That means if ink fell into the ice, so now this became part of the ice. What it was before is past history. Now I have an ice that looks like who knows what. But so it's puzzle. But if wax fell on the ice, so it didn't really change the ice. The wax is a superficial covering over the ice. Now, the ice didn't change. It's a superficial covering. It's a different problem. Could be it can't see the ice. If it's visible through the wax, it's melody. So no problem. So what's the problem? The ice didn't change, and I see the ice, and it's gebaldi. Yeah. So now this whole aloches, let me just tell you what aloches is. If it's in the middle of the week, you see the wax, so you can scratch it off. You can scratch it off, no problem. If the wax fell on one of the shamus, so then it's scary to scratch it off because could be in the process of scratching, you're taking off a chelik of the diyoy of the shame. So, but there's an eitzah what to do during the week. The eitzah is that you take the sefer Torah, the cloth, you apply some heat on the back of the cloth, and the wax will go off without taking off any of the diyoy of the shem. 100%. Yeah. You take a blow dryer. Yeah. Okay, but that's the later during the week. No, tefillin is more chamor, because tefillin has to be considered. Okay.